Welcome to Royal Grace Chapel, the Empowerment Center, where faith comes alive through inspiring messages and teachings. At Royal Grace Chapel, our mission is to empower you to connect with God in worship, relationship with other believers, and enable you to fulfill your purpose for global impact. We believe in the power of transformation through the Word of God, and that's exactly what you'll experience as you journey with us through our plethora of messages. Get ready to be equipped, uplifted, and empowered on your path of faith. Be transformed as you listen to today's empowering message.
Philippians chapter 1, verse number 6. Philippians chapter 1, verse number 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Be confident of this very thing. I want to talk to us on what I titled capacity to finish well. Capacity to finish well. The Bible says in book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse number 8. That the end of a matter is better than its beginning. The end of a matter is better than its beginning. Bible speaking in book of John chapter 9 verse 4. He said, I will do the work of he that sent me while it is day. For night cometh when no man walketh. Bible said in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11. Bible said he makes everything beautiful at his own time. He makes everything beautiful at his own time. Ladies and gentlemen, the purpose of starting a project is to finish it. Sir, I have seen people that started a project, they never finish it. Papa, I have seen men that begun a project, they never finish it. I have seen people that started school, that enter high school, some, they packed on the way. The end of every relationship as a single sister, single brother is marriage. Yes, sir. Church, am I talking to somebody here? Yes, whereby it is not so, something is wrong. Nobody celebrates beginning. What somebody celebrates is the end, finishing. Nobody has ever been awarded because he started a project. Rather, people are being celebrated because they finished a project. I prophesy to somebody, as I hear your amen, you will finish whatever you started. You will finish whatever you started. 2023, you will finish your assignment. You will finish your project. You will finish your assignment. Can I hear your amen loud? See now, there is no reward. There is no award in starting a project. Nobody honors you. Nobody applauds you. Nobody celebrates you because you started a project. Rather, men celebrate you when you finish that thing your hand has started. That's why God, Bible says, oh Zerubbabel, the same hand that laid the foundation, the same hand will finish it. I was speaking in Port Harcourt, River State, Assemblies of God Church, number 5, Femole, Port Harcourt. I spoke to one man. A man connected me to a man. Sir, there is what is in this work. When you pray for a KK rider, he has a testimony. A KK rider will connect you to a KK rider. You pray for a senator. A senator will introduce you to a senator. Deep collect for deep. I spoke to this man. This man was working an oil company, Ajib. I spoke to him. The man got was supernatural visitation. The man introduced me to his friend and called his friend to come and meet me. When the friend came to see me, as I was finished talking, he didn't mention to me that he had a project. He was talking to me about the wife he held for me to pray. I said, kneel down. I put my hand on him, my eyes open. Tonight, God will open your eyes. Friends, my eyes open. I said, sir, as I was praying, God showed me something where a place that looked like a building site. I see gravel covered with grass, blocks covered with grass, cement turned to stone. I was telling him things God showed me. I said to him, that thing looks like a building site. The man sat on the floor, raised his face, looking at me and was crying. He said, sir, this is a building project he started 50 years ago. 50 years ago, he started a building project. He had never put a single block on the ground for foundation. Raise your hand, say, my father, I will finish well. I must say, I will finish well. He started a project, building project. Rod, gravel, blocks, sand, packed. He never used one piece of block. Grass covered everywhere. I said to him, Oga, somebody, three persons are behind what you are going through. The same people are the people that gave your, that packaged your wife spiritually and kept your wife on the sick bed for 23 years. 23 years of bedridden. 23 years of suffering. 23 years of what shall I do? 23 years of affliction. I may not know the number of years you've been suffering and crying, but today, as I hear your amen, Jesus sets you free. Jesus sets you free. Jesus sets you free. Jesus sets you free. Set your marriage free. Set your business free. Set your job free. Set your career free. Set your business free. Can I hear you shout fire? Sit down. I said to him, sir, you will go to that village tomorrow morning. Buy me 7 bottles of anointing oil. He said, pastor, you go with me. I said, now me and you started the work. You go to your village. The man is from Ogoni. I said, you go to the village. Get me 7 bottles of oil. He bought 7 bottles of oil. I bless the oil. I said, go to that particular site you want to build the house. He said, sir, it's now a thick bush. I said, whether it's a thick or thin bush, you enter there. Enter there. He said, yes, sir. In the morning, he left. He called me around 4 p.m. That, sir, I'm there now. I said, okay. Open the first oil. He opened. I prayed. I said, pour. Second one, pour. Third one, pour. Till the seventh one, I spoke. I said, go back, come back. Don't enter the village. Don't enter the compound. He said, can I greet anybody? He said, you can greet, but don't sleep in that village. Come back home. The judgment has begun. The Bible says, without judgment, men will not learn righteousness. Ladies and gentlemen, they are attacking you. They know you are a believer. That's why they are attacking you. They cannot attack you to an unbeliever what they are doing to you as a child of God. The way they are treating you, they cannot treat an unbeliever that way. They are treating you mercilessly because they know you are a child of God. You can't do anything. And they forgot that our God is a killer. They forgot that our God is a consuming fire. They forgot that our God is capable of doing everything. As I hear your amen, anybody who has ever carried your name to a native doctor, may that person go down. May that person go down. Let them go down. Let them go down. See that? Sir, as before you know it, the man returned back. The following day, his younger brother died. In the morning, in the evening, his uncle died. In the night, another person died. Three people died the same day. These were people that stood against him because he wanted to build. Bible did not say that the heart of man is wicked. What Bible said that the heart of man is desperately wicked. Ladies and gentlemen, to whom it may concern, whoever that swear for you shall die. Whoever that swear for your family must die. Sit down. Immediately, 1 week later, company that was owing him, the man is a contractor, paid him 150 something million. Within 3 months, he was able to finish the building he couldn't build for 50 years. He built it in 3 months. He built it in 3 months. Hear me? You will finish well, though. Some people have started saying, this is month of September 2023 is almost gone. I have nothing to lay hands on. I have nothing to boast of. I came to announce to you, there is a hope for a living dog than a dead lion. Hence you are still alive. God sent me here because of you. As I hear your amen, receive capacity to finish well. Sit down. Are you still here? Praise God. Starting without finishing is not really of God. Starting something without finishing it, it is not really of God. Because Bible says, whatsoever God doeth shall be permanent. The path of the righteous shall shine brighter and brighter. Ladies and gentlemen, when God starts a thing, he will finish it. Yes, Jesus said, it is finished. Paul said, I have finished, I have fought a good fight. I have finished. Who is saying that thing you abandoned is the will of God? Man, a brother will walk into your life, shatter your emotion, shatter your heart without mercy. Eat your food. Eat your rice. You even give him your money without thank you. Enough is enough. Oh.
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough. Oh. In your family, every project people be gone. In your family, nobody was. No project. The building your grandfather started was the one your father inherited. He didn't finish it. That was the one you are putting money on. You have not finished it. What did they do you? Your father stopped at standard 6. You stopped at primary 3. You were about to write junior work. You stopped. What did they do you? Within a space of 1 year, you have left 4 threads. 4 kinds of businesses. I'm not this working. You see this night? I am not happy. I come with anger. Sickness will leave your body today. Poverty will leave your body today. Whatever that made you to cry, in the name of Jesus, you shall see them no more. God. Sit down. I have carefully observed in life, most times the enemy does not fight your beginning. He comes after your finishing point. He will not come against you when you are starting. It will come against you at the finishing point. Sir, in every building, what consumes money most is finishing. In study, in school, high institution, what takes time, stressful exercise, study is finishing. Devil has used strategies and schemes, making a lot of people who are willing to start a project, not to start a project. Putting fears into you. Are you not seeing your father? Did he succeed? Fear. Are you not seeing your uncle? Did he make it? No. Have you seen putting fears into your life? Bible said that God did not give up the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. The kind of favor and money nobody has ever touched in your family. 19 of you, before the end of October, you will touch that money. Before the end of October, you will touch that money. Whether you are watching me online, as I hear your amen, you will touch that money. The kind of achievement men have never touched your family, as I hear your amen lie, you shall touch it. 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 See that? Bible is full of men. People who they know started well, but they didn't finish well. Sir, Samson started well. He never finished well. In 1 Samuel chapter 9, Saul started well. He never finished well. Judah started well. He never finished well. Demas started well, he never finished well. But somebody under the sound of my voice, I don't know, irrespective of your race and tribe, irrespective of your gender, I kneel on this altar, I declare by your life, you will finish well. You shall finish well. I may not know the powers that cut people short in the midday of their lives in your family. Powers that cut off businesses short. Power that cut off marriage. Power that steal potentials and careers in your family. Whenever you are about to say, praise God, stories will become negative. You are more than married one, married two, married three. Now you have started following that pattern. I preach a message, go beyond your father. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is error for you to stop where your father stopped. Error. It is error for you to stop where your father stopped. A big error. Can I say something you may not like? Can I say something? Can I say something? Your father's property is not your property. Your father's property is not your property. Your father's property should be an additional property to your own. Say to yourself, I must finish well. I must finish well. Look at you. My dad and my mommy, they have this, they have this. They brag. Shame to they catch you. One man in my village decided, the man is getting old. He picked one building, sold. Carry the money in the chop. Sold another one. Carry the money, do birthday. Carry the money, sold 2 weeks ago. 50 million. Carry the money, put for account the job. He said, make I chop my money. Now, why they are alive? He said, now my money, not my children's money. Since they don't want to work hard, not be my own, they go depend on. He said, man of God, I have been begging them to work. Let me sell this property and give them money. They don't want to work. They are too useless life. I have decided they will not make me heartbreak. Oh, they will not make me to die. Make I begin to enjoy my money. They chop them. I said, Papa, enjoy. Enjoy. Are you here? Are you here? There are men in the Bible that finish well. Jesus finished well. Abraham finished well. David finished well. Moses finished well. And many of them finished well in the Bible. Time will not permit me. But I want to bring out something. Reasons why people cannot finish well. I'll give you 3 reasons. I have them like 8. Reasons why people cannot finish well. Number one, when you are too comfortable on your present condition, you can't finish well. Unnecessary realization, unnecessary comfortability will make you not to finish well. When you think that you have arrived, you can't finish well. Church, am I talking to somebody here? Yeah. Always know in life that life is all about movement. Life is all about progressive movement. When you think you have arrived, when you think you have it all, you can't finish well. You will crash. That is why a lot of people are crashing today. When you think you have OND, there are people that have HND. Sir, it is not only affliction and a hardship that has the tendency to stop a man. Success has a tendency to stop a man. There is the level of achievement you will see in your life around you. You say, nobody has ever attained to this height in my family. I am the first. Let me relax. Is God talking to somebody today? Comfortability. After all, nobody has ever married my family. Thank God I'm married now. You're the last. The day you will fall, eh? Nobody, got, no usher will be there. What? The day you will fall, there will be no usher, no protocol. For every seat a man find himself, there are over 20 people fighting for that seat. Can I say something? Can I say something? Even your wife, some people that admire your wife. Even your husband, some people that admire your husband. You must watch and pray. Look at you. Am I talking to somebody here? Realization, comfortability. When you feel you have arrived, watch it. When you start feeling, I have it on, watch it. Why is it that Dangote cannot rest? Despite his money, he's still working. Adeluga is not resting, he's still working. Bigak is not resting, he's still working. Paul Allen, all of them, companies are still working, running. Why is it that they have not rested? Despite the accumulation of wealth, they are still working. Because they don't want to fall. No matter the amount of money you have, if you keep eating it, it will finish one day. How much is 1 million? Remove 10,000. It's gone. Come on, am I talking to somebody here? Yes, 100,000 is gone. I have 200,000 here. Let me just, I have 5 million. Let me just take 1 million naira. By next week, I will replace it. You can't replace it. You can't. You can't. Don't pay me, don't pay me. Comfortability. That is the reason why we pray in season and out of season. We walk, you see, and out of season. Because nobody wants to go backward. If I get to your level, I will not fight again. Now lie. The higher you go, the hotter it becomes. To whom much is given, much is expected. Papa Yedeko, is he resting?
No.
Is he resting?
No.
He's not resting. At his age in the ministry, his age in life, his age in wealth, every day he's still standing, praying and speaking in tongues. Getting fresh ideas. Suleiman, they are not resting. Storming cities and nations every day. And nature, they are not resting. Storming nations every day. Talena, they are not resting. Storming nations every day. It's you. Because of 200,000 you have in your pocket. And your account. Every neighbor who knows you. My son is in Lagos. 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 Shame not to catch you. See the kind of house where you live for Lagos. When God bless you, you pack up from that yard.
Yes.
Shame not to allow you to carry for your friends, come to your house. Because you know, so where you there, know they're good. I want to come to your house. Can I, let's see in that fast food where they're there. We don't know where to your house. Oh my God. Somebody help me. Say amen.
Amen.
Is God talking to somebody here?
Yes,
comfortability. Number two. The second reason why you can people are not cannot finish well is wrong association. Your association defines your flight. Show me your friend. I will tell you who you are. The best of a feather flows together. Amos say, two cannot walk together except there is an agreement. Your pastor told you, friends told you, don't go into that relationship. That person is not born again. Say, let me go. I love him. He's, if I marry him, he will stop smoking. He will start drinking. You are a fool. You go here. When you marry him, your house will become Calcutta. He said, if I marry him, he said, probably that is if he marry, if I marry him, he will start smoking, he will stop drinking. So daddy, let me go. Let me go. The slap when me go was you is coming from Sambisa Forest. Wrong association. So many lives and destinies have been destroyed because of who they follow and who they are following. Because of who is following them. Ladies and gentlemen, don't allow friends to choose you. Choose your friend. Hear me. Pray in this life to be successful before you make friends. Pray to be successful. When you are successful, you make good friends. A poor man has no good friend. His friends are the same people at the same cadre. The higher you go in life and exposure, the better friends you make. Somebody will come to you and say to you, are you still going to church? You should not touch yourself. I don't understand, Donna. Come, make I carry you go somewhere. That person is also a Christian, no, but it depends. Now, make I carry you go. I know so you be a church man. Make I carry you go. It's also a Christian, but make I carry you go. But let's go. He will start telling you the number of people he has taken to that place that they are successful. Before you know it, you start a journey you didn't plan for. Association. 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 Anybody, sister, hear me. Any man that comes to marry you, to flow relationship with you, that has no regard for your pastor, is not worthy to be your husband. That has no regard for your pastor. Don't go into that relationship. For a day shall come in that so-called relationship. You pick your phone to call your pastor. He will carry your phone and smash. Anybody who has no regard for your spiritual father cannot treat you well in life. This is one of the reasons why you are still where you are. When they, you are coming to church, they will brainwash you. If you carry 500, you go stand for adoption, change them 50 naira. They give offering. But the person where they brainwash you, they lay hundreds of thousands in a shrine. Talking you down. Don't give offering. Don't give tithe. This pastor self. Association. Some people have taken an oath not to go to church again because of friends. Some people have decided not to give offering again because of friends. Because of what they hear. It was because of wrong association that nearly took the life of Jehoshaphat in the battlefield. He wore the garment of a king. He was not a king. He wore the garment of a king, garment of Ahab. He was not a king. They saw him, they wanted to kill him. He started shouting, I'm not a king. Association. Association. You have lost so many opportunities because of friends that spoke, that told you nonsense. That told you nonsense. Wrong association. He said to you, no man will treat me like that. Your husband slap you. Your husband talking to you like, no man can treat. The person telling you no man can talk to her like that has not even married. Doesn't even know what it means to be under a man's roof. Now he's telling you, no man can talk to me like that. Too. Ah, me? I go show on paper. He never married. Nobody has ever pressed her. Now, as a believer, a young lady, believing God for better tomorrow, you are a counselor. A marriage is a divorcee. You are a fool. Auntie, where are you? I'm in the shop. Come over. When your husband talks to you like that, slap him. Carry hot water. Pour him. I dare you are back. Don't tell them say I dare you are back, but I dare you are back. Church, am I talking to somebody here? He wants you to be like her. He wants you to be like her. I dare you back home. Don't tell them say day. Auntie, I don't do them. Yes. If you talk, carry slap. What's that? This man self. What thing they do? We go tell them say what a man can do, woman can do it much better. I dare you back, can't they? When the jungle matures, he will drop you. You are still in your husband's house. She is introducing men to you. She's going to catch you. Satan going to catch you. When you return back home, you begin to compare your husband with somebody else. You no longer have love for him. You no longer have love for her. The love will die. Affection dies. Feeling dies. Because of a stupid and a dirty girl in the street. Every married man stand. Every married man stand. If you're married, stand. Let me talk. Hear me. All you people who are married, make I tell you, including me. Nobody go treat you well like that your wife. Nobody, no girl, no woman anywhere will treat you well like that woman. When you go in, go there, touch you, baby, baby, baby. Small time you go, they beg them. You have 2 hours and 3 hours to stay with her. But this is a woman, your wife, you are living with for life. That knows you are in and out. That tolerates you. You know you have a bad character. But she's the only person managing you. Sit down. Am I talking to somebody here? You know you have a bad character. See, now that woman, now she go to manage you. Forget about these roadside chicks. They no feet. How long do you stay with them? The day you go see those chick, you make sure you bath. Rub roll on. Put perfume. Dress well. But the day you see your wife, you will not even brush mouth. Oh boy, make I not talk more there before something goes by. Can somebody shout yes? Are you here? Are you still here? Can I give you another one? Failure to take godly counsel can make a man not to finish well in life. Failure to take godly counsel. Reverend sir, too many people were nobody. A man of God prayed them up. When they rise, they stop taking counsel of their pastor. Sir, that is, they start thinking that the pastor is calling them because of their money. They start avoiding their pastor's calls because of little change they have. When we were in my room today, something happened. We are having prayers. First September prayer. We call it Covenant of Life prayer. I was ministering to one of my daughters. I said, I see you when you collapse. I said this. They are listening to me. They are online now hearing me. I prayed for her extensively. As I was praying for her, the husband made the comment. I withdrew my prayer. Today, she slumped. Today. After service, she got to have the husband drop her in the house. I saw her call. I paid the call. It was her sister. Said that Chioma just slumped. Chioma is dead. Chioma is not talking. I started praying. I told him, get olive oil. I began to pray. Open her mouth. I began to pray. She said, put oil. I said, where is the husband? That the husband is coming. When the husband came, I said, this is what I told you. You made a stupid comment because you have money. Sir, everything is not money. There is issues and battles of life money cannot handle. If everything is money, Abacha would have died. Auntie Dora would have died. Yarado would have died. There is God factor and there is money factor. The first comment the husband made to her on the phone, he said, "Daddy, please forgive me. I am sorry." I began to pray for her. 1 hour later, God restated her. She came back to life. The husband came and was thanking me. Asa did well because he had a prophet by him. Who do you give you godly counsel? Who do you talk to? Who do you seek advice from? Who do you take your permission from before you travel? God bless you that comes out from your spiritual father is heavier than your sister sits fast. Because of little money you have, you started playing pranks. Hey! Failure to take godly counsel. When you make promises in the church, you don't pay. If anybody talks, you say, now you have promised money. No, be God. Are you God? 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 Friends, this is one of the reasons why so many people cannot finish well in life. Their inability to take godly counsel. When you live here, they'll say, hey, they don't go sound you see, they don't go brainwash you. I don't hear, they hear the way the pastor talk, they don't go brainwash you. In life, seed time and harvest time shall not cease. If you don't give it to God, you give it to Satan. If you don't give it, you give it to hospital, or you give it to police or in the court. There must be given. There must be given. If you not throw away, you cannot pick. Godly counsel. You are a worker. You don't take advice from people because you have PhD, because you have masters, because you have whatever, or because you have some little change. In your bank, the money you account that makes you to brag, there are people that have it on their ATM, their credit card. I will come back from a trip sometime. A young man was in a flight, one on a chayo and on a chaboy was in a flight making noise, drinking every drinkable hot drinks, shouting, "I have loaded 2 containers, yay, yay," making noise. Drinking every hot drinks. I called him. I said, "Now, get one word, ma." I said, "Oh, Ibru wa for Ibru woyi bom say yes, amoyi was manele. One ole nu, Mr. Sodema. How far? Wande, is it China? Mr. Sim China. Sasam US. That's manele. Yes, in China. I'm load with two container. Wandele, come go to kwa. He was making noise. After 30 minutes, I approached him again. I said, "Bros, calm down. 2 containers you are bragging that you loaded." I put my hand on my pocket. I brought out a car. I said, 2 containers is not worth, it's not up to 100 million. This thing I have is bigger than that container. Shut up and sit down. Everyone in the flight started clapping. I didn't know that thing he was doing. People were angry. I said, "Shut up and sit down and make no noise here again." Do you know who is with this international flight? Sit down. And he sat down and slept off. You are making noise because of two containers. There are people. Their phone call can load 100 containers. They are in that flight. The empty drums make a lot of noise. Yeah. Sir, from today, learn to take godly counsel serious. You cannot embark on a journey without permission from your spiritual cover. I can't even start a journey without telling my spiritual father, "Papa, Papa, Papa, Papa." People school, they use them, they mock me. Papa's boy. I said, I agree. Anybody that knows me in this life, in the ministry, knows me that I have only one father. Yes, sir. And I'm proud that I have a father.
Yes, sir.
You are a bastard. Everybody's your father.
Sweet.
May God help you. Paul, who said, you can have 1,000 instructors, but one father. Anybody you see, I want it to be my father. You are confused. Hey, am I coming to get you here? This is why so many people cannot finish well. You start a project, died on the way. You start this, you stop. You start this. There comes a time. Your human strength and your capacity cannot carry you again. What carries you is the strength of your father.
You're right, sir.
That's why most times when you are being attacked in the dream, you see your father coming. God appears with the face of your father to fight for you.
Yes, sir.
When last did you give your father offering? When last did you search his card? When did you send him a gift? When did you call him, Dad, I want to know how you are doing. Not daddy. The sickness is here again. No. Send him messages to know how he's doing. Call him on phone to greet him. Send him recharge cards. Send him offering. Doesn't matter how much, how little it is or how big it is. Don't waste time. You are getting it. Grab it well. Package it well. Is God talking to somebody here?
Yes,
Timothy was able to excel in the ministry because he had a father behind him, beside him. Everything he was doing, he was referencing to his father. He was referencing his father. And his father was proud of him. Will your father be proud of you? If your biological father is not even proud of you, your spiritual father is not even proud of you. So, when you come to your spiritual father, you tell him lies. You come to your biological father, you tell him lies. And they may go to him. If you know the Bible, I'm sorry. That is speaking in tongues. Let me give you another point before I close. Before I do ministration, I pray for the sick. Can I give you another one?
Yes,
number what now? Can I give you another one?
Yes,
you are not. Can I give you another one?
Yes,
living a careless lifestyle. Hey, this one Baraba. This one enter well. Living a careless lifestyle can make you not to finish well. How can you, as a young man, you have 6 girlfriends? One is still a problem. You have 6. You have 6 girlfriends. 6 girlfriends. One is still wahala. But you have Daya, Biyu, Huku, Hudu, Biyaru, Shida. Only you. Only you.
6
Sister, nobody wants to marry you. Because if you open your phone, you see Mugu 1, Mugu 2, Mugu 3, Mugu 4, Mugu 5, Mugu 6. Mugu they come. Everybody that comes to you, you are so useless with your life that your body has become a local government. When men, boys sit at the joint, they use you to talk. Place value on yourself. Place value on yourself. A boy will toast you and he said there is no way, he will tell another person. Another person will toast you. No way, he will tell another person. The same group, you may not know. When they tried to toast you and they didn't penetrate, they said, when your boy said, that girl is having something, that girl has respect. No, but you go advertise yourself. They go, they talk, they advertise you at your back. They tell people how good that lady is. But when you become a local government, oh boy, sister, you don't pay me. When a suitor is coming to you, he will not ask your parents, who are you? He will ask people living around, who is this girl? Is she a good girl? And if it happens to be somebody who you don't give palliative. If it happens to be somebody where you don't give palliative, you can imagine what will happen. Arugeme. You will have no regard, no value. I'm telling you, brother, even you, I'm talking to you. You have no regard, you have no value. But it's true. It's true. Your income monthly is 50,000. You have 6 girlfriends. You go buy them recharge card, 1.5. You might go, they borrow 200 from something. You go, they borrow. They buy them. If they want to call you, they will flash you. You will borrow credit and call them. She will use your credit and call another person. Shame, no, they catch you. This is one of the reasons why a lot of people cannot finish well. Am I talking here? It may sound like a joke, but it's true. You cannot sit down effectively and make impact if you can't coordinate these things I'm saying. See, your father's biological father's advice or your parental advice, don't joke with it. What they see while sitting down, if you climb skyscraper, you can't see it. See, listen to them. When they listen to, if you have good parents, listen to them. Careless life. Every day, when you close work, you must drink 5 bottles of Heineken. Every day. There are people, it is their hobby. Somebody say, alcohol don't dry for my body, make I go put them. Alcohol don't dry for his body, make he go put them. He stood up. In less than 3 minutes, he had taken 4 bottles of Big Start. Less than 3 minutes, he said, hey, man of God, what are you talking about that time? That's why one of them asked me a question. He said, sir, is smoking bad? Is drinking bad? Alcohol bad? I said, it's not bad. But before you smoke, pray. Before you smoke, pray. Before you light the cigarette, pray for it. He said, how can I pray? Which means it's not good. Anything you know you cannot eat without prayer, which means that is not good. So you want me to begin to argue reasons with you? So the Bible said, no, you are too small for me to argue with Bible with you. You are too small. If you can pray for cigarettes, keep smoking. Light it, pray. Father, bless this cigarette, pray, smoke. If you can't pray over it before you eat, smoke, don't stop it. It means it's not good. living careless life. When you dress to go out, all your geography will be seen. Your biology, your chemistry, your physics will be shown on your body. What you are wearing to go out. The chemistry will be showing. But physics and biology will be showing. And when you are going, you'll be looking like Alabama Scurret. Some people said, you look sexy. Hey, God. Look at you. You know you are less and not straight as a sister. You go wear trouser. Where bend your leg? Who they do you this? Who they do you this thing? Who they do you this thing? You look your face. Your face no day like face of Chidimma. You say, you go buy the weaver where Chidimma buy. That give Chidimma fitting. Where your face no day like Chidimma's face. What fit Chidimma may not fit Moren. What fit Emeka may not fit Kenneth. Am I talking to somebody here? You cut your clothes according to your material. Not according to your size again. Because some people don't get size. Cut your clothes according to your material. Stop living a careless life. You know, where you are living, your income cannot pay your rent. Park where you can pay comfortably until you grow. I was talking to one of my daughters in Abuja. She was paying one room, 1.8 million. In Abuja, 1.8 million, one room, 1 year. I said to her, "Ewa no fear." One room. How did I know? It's when the landlord increases it to 2.2, one room. Daddy, my house rent. I said, well, how much is it? He said, 2.2. It was 1.8. Landlord increased up to 2.2. I said, how many flats? He said, it's one room self come. Am I talking to somebody here? Papa, a lot of people have used themselves and put themselves into trouble. Into trouble for me to belong to this particular group. Let people see me. As they see you, they do what? This is why when we preach in the church, it be as if we are not talking. You go out and begin to live opposite life. Carry the things we hear in the church. Use them and live well. As I talk to you, I speak to me, myself. I was flying to London sometime. The people I was going for their program paid my, sent me money for business class. I used the money, buy economy. Put the money, add money, pay my children's school fees. You go come, are you coming there to monitor how much I paid? If a business seat get to Heathrow Airport and landed, I will also get to Heathrow and land at the same time. Difference of relaxation and meal. And the same meal, if I want to eat them, I can order for two. Or when I get down from the morning, I can enter any restaurant and enjoy myself crossing leg. Call the packer. Call yourself to order. Yes, sir. For you to finish well. Not every money is eatable. You must have savings. If you are not working after today, start to work. God promised to bless our handwork, not our idleness. It is only in the church that people hardly walk. Pray and you walk. Walk and you pray. You balance the equation. I will give you two more. Let me pray for you. Thanks. Are you here? Walk. 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 And pray. Don't use the period of your service, the period of walking. Don't use it to watch Z World. This one not with you. Don't use it to watch Z World. Telemundo. Papa, if you enter, open some of our people's app phones now. What you will see, you will collapse. Somebody wanted to send a message. One of my daughters wanted to send. They are watching me now. I will say it. Wanted to send a video to the boyfriend. Set and punish him. They didn't enter my phone. I opened up. I shouted. He said, "Daddy, please, it's not for you." He said, "So this, is in there? What is it? I wanted to send it. I wanted to delete. I wanted to send it. To send it to who?" She have not answered that question to you now. Out of the abundance of their heart, the man speaks. Raise your hands and give him praise.
Chupu na kamamie onekere.
Give him praise.
Wenoa anekelegena. Chupu na kamamie onekere ligwenoa anekele. Odigichi dekachuku onye honanya yarutere oranile onye yowa oparaya onye biara zapota e chukuna kamamire onye kere liwe noa anekele gena.
Raise your hands and say, "My Father, my Maker."
My Father, my Maker.
I want to hear you loud.
My Father, my Maker.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I must finish well.
I must finish well.
In my life.
In my life.
In my business.
In my business.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I will finish well.
I will finish well.
Open your mouth and turn it to prayer.
In the name of Jesus, my Father, my Maker, I must finish well. In the name of Jesus, I must finish well. In the name of Jesus,
Jesus,
I must finish well. I must finish well. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, my Father, my Maker, I must finish well.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Hear me, pray this prayer with passion. Pray this prayer with passion. We are repeating that prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I will finish well. It doesn't matter the battles over my life. I will finish well. Are you ready to pray?
Oh, yes, sir.
Say, "My Father, my Maker."
My Father, my Maker.
I will finish well.
I will finish well.
See, when you pray this prayer, pray this prayer with passion. In business, in my marriage, in my job, in the name of Jesus, I will finish well. My family will finish well. My marriage will finish well. I will not stop halfway. Say, my Father, my Maker.
My Father, my Maker.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I will finish well.
I will finish well.
In my business.
In my business.
In my job.
In my job.
In my ministry.
In my ministry.
I will not stop halfway.
I will not stop halfway.
As I clap my hands.
As I clap my hands.
I will finish well.
I will finish well.
Open your mouth. I don't need to talk. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are going to say to God, Father, wicked powers.
Wicked powers.
Shout it out. Say, wicked powers.
Wicked powers.
From my father's house.
From my father's house.
From my neighborhood.
From my neighborhood.
That wants to frustrate my destiny.
To frustrate my destiny.
As I clap my hands.
As I clap my hands.
As fire by fire.
As fire by fire.
Open your mouth. Open your mouth. In the name of Jesus.
Is anybody by name Chinemerem? Which Chinemerem? A young girl. How are you? Can I pray for you?
Yes, sir.
Kneel down that altar. Anybody, that young man that want to violate you, at the church rowers, amen, that young man goes into trouble.
Amen.
Look at me. There is a plot of a young man to violate you. Let me stop there. Are you hearing me? But that plan is canceled. I saw a man standing as your father here in Lagos making case because of that violation by name Chima. Who is Chima?
My uncle.
Your uncle. That's your uncle you are staying with. Uncle Chima. I see him making case because of this violation. I hear somebody telling him, Chima Joseph, calm down. Chima Joseph, calm down. We'll handle the matter. I speak to your life. Your destiny shall not be vandalized.
Amen.
As I speak to her, I speak to everybody now.
As I hear your amen, no power violates your destiny.
Amen.
No power violates your destiny.
Amen.
No power violates your destiny.
Amen.
Can I hear your amen? Lord.
Are you a student?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Listen, I see you, my God. You are. This is a great girl. You see this lady, this girl. She's going to be great. Are you hearing me? Huh? She's going to be great. Pick this for me, boy. Sister, thank you. She's going to be great. What I mean, being great indeed. Because that's your man. By name Chima. He's standing for you as a father. Standing for you as a mother. Standing for you as everything here in Lagos.
Yes, sir.
Monitors your life.
Yes, sir.
Keeps make sure that you go to school and you do things well.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
In the nearest future, don't joke with that man. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
I see where you were returning to it, to returning back to Imo State. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
With so much, oh my God, convoy. As I hear your amen, that which God has for you shall come to pass.
Amen.
Shall come to pass.
Amen.
Shall come to pass.
Amen.
You see, Chinemere Manoru. Chinemere Manoru. Chinemere Manoru. That's what I saw. Where is your mother?
In
Imo State. Where?
Imo State.
I said something about Imo State here.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I say, I see you in the future returning to Imo State.
Yes.
With convoy.
Kupaya.
Did I say that?
Yes, sir.
Do you know her? You are staying with her. Who is Chima? Your husband. How many children do you have? Two. Plus this one, three.
Yes.
Listen to me, ma. Who is Joseph?
My husband.
Your husband is Joseph.
Chima Joseph.
Chima Joseph Amnorue. That's his full name.
Yes.
Auntie, listen. Do I know you? Have I talked with you before? Do I know you? Hear me. From today, doors have opened for your husband.
Amen.
What I'm seeing is so massive. Are you hearing me? This girl, get up, because of your knee. This girl, you people brought her in, not as a stranger, but as one of you. Am I talking, ma?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Am I talking?
Yes, sir.
Dear, listen. Be good, because they love you. Ma, put your eyes on her. Last week of October and throughout November, if she escapes that trap of the wicked of violation, she has succeeded.
Amen.
Hear me, ma. God says to pray for you for your health. The enemy is attacking your health. Oluminde, is that somebody's name?
Yes, sir.
Who is the person? Are you the person? Stand there. La Kupasha. Give me your hand. I pray for everybody here. As I hear you, I amen. The wicked strong man in your father's house dies this midnight. That wicked strong man dies this midnight. Anywhere you are watching me from. Anywhere you are watching me from. That wicked strong man that vowed to destroy your marriage, your business, your family, as I hear your amen, they die this night.
Amen.
Let me hear your amen seven times.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Auntie, Iwu ezigbo mmadụ. Kwena n'Igbo.
Yes, anụmanụ.
Iwu ezigbo mmadụ. O nwere mmadụ n'ebe a?
Ha abụọ.
Let them come.
You don't have to worry.
Chinemerem, how are you?
Fine, sir.
God has stepped into your family. There was a land matter in your father's compound. My boy, how are you? God bless you. God bless you.
And if your heart is broken,
your husband, is it the father's brother? The father's brother?
Yes.
The same mother, the same father?
Yes, sir.
Good. Tell your husband that he should not go in for any land matter now, because I see it coming.
Yes, sir.
That is a family inheritance. But it's under a little, there's a little dispute, a little matter on it. There is a land, there's a portion where a portion meant for building. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
I see blocks back there. I see blocks back there. See the other one? I see a house that is not really, that's not completed. I see a foundation jacked. Beside it, there's a land. But tell your husband that he should not go into anything land matter now. I beg you. It is a trap, a very big trap. God has come to bless your husband, you and your husband. Doors I see opening is heavy. But this money coming shall not be used for funeral.
Amen.
Do you hear me? Shall not be used for funeral.
Amen.
Oh my God. Is somebody here with me?
Yes, sir.
Third prayer.
I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand.
Say, my father.
My father.
Shout it loud.
My father.
Any door.
Any door.
Close against me.
Close against me.
By household enemy.
In my household enemy.
As I clap my hands.
As I clap my hands.
I command that door to open.
In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the door, close against me. I command them to be open now. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Who is Victoria? Where is your husband? Are you the one I prayed for yesterday? No, right? Not you. I'm not praying for you. Madam, talk. You are not. There's a young lady I prayed for. I used to start yesterday. Okay, you and your wife. Good. You are Victoria. What's your name? Joseph. What do you have to do with the airport? What do you have to do with the airport?
What airport, sir?
Huh? What do you have to do with the airport? Airport.
Nothing.
Nothing. I see you marching along the airport streets. Moving to the airport. You say? You work at the airport. You are Victoria. Working at the airport. Stand there, we'll talk to you. I see you moving at the airport. Victoria. See you. Oga? No. How many children do you have?
Two.
Are they here?
Yes, sir.
Fetch them.
I know that.
Something wants to happen. From my father's house, I'm not here. Power from my father's house.
Power from my father's house.
That wants to close my door.
That wants to close my door.
As I clap my hands in prayer.
I clap my hands in prayer.
Expire by fire.
Expire by fire.
Open your mouth of fire.
Open your mouth of fire.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
So you work at the airport. Who's Kufumi? Kufumi. You. I see you sharing wedding card. Are you single?
Yes.
You are single. Congratulations. I see you sharing wedding card. I'll come back to you. This is your second baby.
Sir.
Mommy, come. Oh. Mommy, come. Help me, ma. Carry this baby.
Wonderful. Carry. Marvelous.
There's something that comes to this baby dream. In the night. When you lay her on her couch, on his couch, he will sleep. And Jack.
You're right, sir.
That's a woman, a neighbor, practicing witchcraft that comes to attack this child. But tonight, that woman dies this midnight.
Amen.
This midnight. Sometimes she comes like a dog. Sometimes she comes like a dog. And that take it down. That dog take it down. That dog comes around even in the physical. That dog comes even in the physical. The dog go they come. They move around and trying to take this boy's destiny. You see this midnight? Two of you go home today. Don't allow 12 midnight to meet you on the bed. Pray into 12 midnight. Don't start midnight. Pray into 12 midnight. Do you get me? Listen. Enemy wants this marriage to tear into pieces. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Two of you are standing here so that people will not so that people will not understand what is going on. Enemy want to tear this marriage. And if not God, two of you will not stand like this today.
Yes, sir. You're right, sir.
What's this? Is it true?
Yes, sir.
Can I pray for somebody?
Oh, yes.
As I hear your amen, you will not end halfway.
Amen.
You will not end halfway.
Amen.
Can somebody say, I will finish well?
I will finish well.
The enemy wants to tear this marriage, scatter this marriage. Madam, when you get angry, you overreacted.
You're right, sir.
I curse that anger.
Amen.
I curse that anger.
Amen.
Look at me. Look at me, man. You see this young man? Nobody gonna marry you like him. This man too, they pamper you.
You're right, sir. Did
they pamper you?
Oh, yeah, man.
Huh? Do they pamper you? Which 98% of men cannot even tolerate. They pamper you. You they do. Madam, remove microphone. This one will be for microphone. Come.
and it was of the Lord. Great is thy name. We say wonderful, wonderful,
marvelous,
and it was of the Lord. We say wonderful, marvelous, and the words of the Lord. We say wonderful, wonderful, marvelous, and the words of the Lord.
Holy Ghost, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it. I call it up.
Kairuya, kairu ziri, oto to sobu.
Congratulations. You understand what I said? Walk it out. Don't leave this altar. In Jesus' name. Can I hear someone shout a better amen? Hey, Hoka. Oh yeah, Hoka. Madam Hoka. Hug him.
At the words of the Lord, great is thy name.
Hear this. Hear this. As we are hugging each other, God spoke to me that He's opening an international door for you people. Listen. Something will happen. I don't know how it's going to happen. I see it. It's like a company. A company. The company will start looking for who they will send abroad for something. That is a phone company.
And it was God.
What is it?
A
phone
company.
Sorry?
I work here, sir.
You?
I work where we sell phone.
You work where they sell phone.
Oh, great is thy name. We say wonderful, wonderful, marvelous, marvelous,
are the words
of the Lord. Great is thy name.
You were recommended, and they process your visa. Pay your ticket with your wife, with your children, then all of you travel. That's what I see. Congratulations. Congratulations. Open your two hands. As I hear your amen, I decree over your life, you will finish well.
Amen.
In your business, you will finish well.
Amen.
In your job, you will finish well.
Amen.
In your career, you will finish well.
Amen.
Auntie, put your hand on these three children. Somebody take a glass. Put your hand on them. Yes. Good. They look your mother. Make them look me. If you want to look me, I'll call you to come and look me. Church, stretch for your hand towards them. Oh, Open your mouth and begin to decree blessings on this family. As you pray for them, you are praying for yourself.
My good, my shame, my poor, your Lord. You look beyond me, oh. You look beyond me, oh. You look past my sin. You look past my sin. My good, my shame, my poor, your Lord. You look beyond me. You look beyond me, oh. You look beyond me, oh.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I cover you people with the blood of Jesus. That wicked trap against your husband shall not prevail.
Amen.
That door is open.
Amen.
The doors are 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 open.
Amen.
Every schemes of darkness over your family, return back to the sender.
Amen.
As I hear your amen, God will also do same to you.
Amen.
In the name of the Father,
amen,
of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It is done. Congratulations, man. I put my hand on you. I rebuke attack of the enemy on your health. Right now. Whatever they put in your womb, I command that it be pulled out.
Amen.
May God heal you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
These are your siblings. Are you aware? Huh? Live well with them, okay? God bless you. Three angels. Do you have anything to do with Ogun State?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes,
sir. Are you from Ogun State?
Yes, sir.
I want to take you to your father's house. Where is your mother? Where is your father? Huh? Ma, come over here. This is your mother. Where is your husband?
He's in UK.
He's in UK. For how long?
It's been a while.
It's been a while. Do you talk with him?
Once in a while.
Do you want to be talk? First of all, can you forgive him? It's a hard task.
Yes, sir.
Sorry. The hurt is much. Kilo de?
My twin sister.
Your twin sister. Come over. Can you join force and faith together to forgive that man?
Yes, sir.
Mommy, can you do that? It's annoying, heartbreaking, frustrating. If somebody comes to pay your bride price now, who will you best meet? Who will the person meet? Your mother. She will play the role of a mother. She will not play the role of a father. Who will stand as a father? I say, who will stand as a father? I don't want her to experience to go through what you went through in marriage. Because you never enjoy marriage. What you had was a mirage, not marriage. I'm sorry. Are you hearing me? You're a strong woman. When I mean a strong woman. God just gave you the heart and statue of a man. On every side. Do what a man would do. Do what a woman would do and stand strong. Am I right?
No, sir. You are right.
Huh?
You are very right, sir.
See how mama they look me. As if I got some fear. I resemble a way now. Ma, can you forgive?
Forgive
me. Listen.
The forgiveness I'm talking about is for your own good. Not for him. Not for his own good. For you own good, for your relationship and God to be smooth. Huh? You see this one? Huh? This one go do something for you. You hear me so? Where is your wedding finger? Carry. I don't go put for your hand. Put your wedding finger. I know that's you. This 1.9 million, I know that's you. I just put up. I know that's you.
God,
I know that's you.
I can see.
I want to use it to demonstrate prophetic art.
I can tell.
Your prophetic art instruction looks, it sounds foolish sometimes.
Yes, sir. My
the thing has come. He's making a decision now. It's very painful. Are you ready for marriage? Are you ready for marriage? Last question. Are you ready for marriage?
Yes, sir.
You are not ready. Are you ready for marriage?
No, sir.
No, sir. Are you ready for marriage? Yes, sir. Are you ready for marriage? No, sir. What's your name?
Tofumi.
Huh?
Tofumi.
I call you that name.
Victoria.
I call you that native name. Huh?
Yeah.
I whisper to you. Right? Mommy, no. Come. You want to tell me something?
I just wanted to talk.
Go ahead. Because where she is, two young men have been admiring her, and those people are ready for marriage. They have been admiring her on a daily basis, and one of them, the family stays abroad. The young man is here working where the same place where she works. Has she conducted the deliverance on you? Can I come now? Mama, you don't do the deliverance on her. Godly counsel. Are you ready for marriage? Huh? Listen, ma. You are afraid of marriage because of what your mother went through. Are you getting me? She's afraid of man because of how the mother was treated. Am I right? Stop crying. Mama is crying. You are crying. Twin sister is crying. Okay, me, make I cry my own. Nah. Church, strap your hand towards her. I want to pray for the sick now. Pray for this sister. Pray for her. Pray for her. I break what your mother. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, fast. Give me anointing oil, fast. Look at my face, ma. Stop crying.
I'm the one you have shown.
Vicky, look at me. Look at my face. You will not make a mistake in marriage.
Amen.
Produce it for me. It is done. Congratulations. Will you invite me?
Yes.
Will you invite me?
Yes, sir.
Will you invite me?
Yes.
It is done. Congratulations. Listen. You have suffered. Thank God for today in your life. I see you as a businesswoman. Before you get to the level you are in business, you suffered. You cried, borrowed money, scrams from every angle. Thank you, Jesus. That's drinks. That's drinks.
Water.
That drinks. Packed. God has decided to bless you.
Amen.
To clean your tears. In Abuja,
yes, he walks Abuja.
There, he comes here,
yes.
And you go there.
Yes,
how many children do you have?
Not yet,
no child. Yes. How old is the marriage?
2018.
Do you desire to have a baby?
Yes, sure.
Do you desire to have a baby?
Yes, sir.
When?
Like yesterday. And
you need it.
Yes.
Somebody picked your pamper, picked your sanitary pad. Someone picked your sanitary pad. And your sanitary pad they picked makes your flow not to be regular.
Yes, sir.
Your flow is not regular. Sometimes when you want to come, it comes with dark flow. Dark flow. Dark flow.
Yes, sir.
Can I pray now?
Yes, sir.
Can I pray now? There is nothing you have not taken. You have taken drugs, English and herbal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And going from one report to another report, or to no avail, is because of your sanitary pad. And you are on this, somebody picked against you, and that person that picked that on this is very close to you. That on this was your on this was picked and was kept inside a calabash, buried under a plantain tree. This was done before you got married. There was a quarrel that happened between you and somebody. Can I pray?
Yes, sir.
Can I pray?
Yes, sir.
By next convention, your baby shall be in your hands.
Amen.
Now listen. What happens? They said to some time, they said that your husband has low sperm count.
Yes, sir.
When he has taken drugs to boost it.
Yes.
When it comes up, your flow will not come. And when your flow will come, it comes with dark flow and scanty flow. Okay? Now, the recent one that happened, when it was time for your husband to come, there was misunderstanding.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Do you know them?
Yes, sir.
A misunderstanding. Listen, ma. Let's look at me. twin sister, go out there, carry a baby and come here. What you carry is what you have.
You have shown mercy. You have shown me mercy. You have shown me mercy. You look past my sin. You look past my sin, my guilt, my shame upon your Lord. You look beyond me. You look beyond me. Oh. You look beyond me. Oh.
All those of you who have been living God for the fruit of the womb, come out now. Join them. Join them. If you have been living God for the fruit of the womb.
Company. God has come to bless you. Is your wife here?
Yes, sir.
Where's your wife?
You look beyond me.
If you are believing God for the fruit of the womb, join them now.
You look past my sin, my guilt, my shame.
Three.
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 Yes.
God, kilo de. God has come to bless your husband.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me? No more living as usual.
I have seen the Lord's goodness, His mercies and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
I have seen
the Lord's goodness, His mercies and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Oh Lord, you are.
So good, you are so good to me.
Oh Lord, you are in my life.
Hey,
oh Lord, you have been so good.
You are so good to me.
Oh Lord, you are excellent
in my life.
We say we lift your name.
Marriages. Prophecy for one is prophecy for all. Let years of childlessness be cancelled.
Amen.
Years of childlessness be cancelled.
Amen.
Years of childlessness be cancelled.
Amen.
As you are carrying this baby in your hand, by this time next year, you shall carry your children.
Amen.
You shall carry your children.
Amen.
If you are watching me online, may God give you your own miracle.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
No more miscarriage. No more block tube.
Amen.
No more hormonal balance.
Amen.
No more miscarriage.
Amen.
No more stillbirth.
Amen.
No more hormonal imbalance.
Amen.
No more miscarriage.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As I taught your husbands. It is done.
Amen.
Give him praise.
Imela, imela, imela okaka. Hey, imela chineke. Imela o, imela o. We give you glory.
Imela okaka.
Hey,
imela chineke. Imela o.
Imela, imela,
imela, okaka.
Hey, imela, chineke.
Imela, oyama.
Imela, imela.
imela chineke imela olam.
I want to pray for the sick now. I love challenges when I come for a meeting. I didn't see any challenge here. I love challenges. If you are sick, wave your hand. If you are sick, you are sick. You are sick. Is the person here? I didn't say come. You are sick. Wave your hand. Let me see. All right. Father, put your hand where the sickness is. Talk to God. Ask God to heal you now. Talk to God. Talk to God. Father, thank you.
I know He touched me.
Father, thank you. I command this sickness to get out of your body now. Amen. You sickness, go in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Pain, go in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Sickness, go in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Pain, go in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Sickness, go in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Pain, go in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I don't want to know how long the sickness has lasted. All of you that say you are sick, line up here. Thank you, Lord. Let me just touch you.
I know He touched me.
I didn't say knee down.
Line up here.
I didn't say knee down. Don't knee down.
Me.
In the old church now.
Oh, He touched me. I know.
Put your hand where the sickness
what
is.
Joy has filled my soul.
If you are standing for, if you have the phone. If you have the person's phone number and picture, put your hand on the picture and begin to talk to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, this body is a temple of the Lord, not an abode of sickness. Therefore, I rebuke every sickness in your body now. Every pain in your body, I command them to go. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Spirit of sickness, I bind you.
Amen.
I kick you out of their bodies.
Amen.
Out of their health.
Amen.
Out of their ears.
Amen.
Out of their stomach.
Amen.
Out of their blood.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
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 Amen.
I command sickness to go.
Amen.
That neck pain, go.
Amen.
That blocked ear, open now.
Amen.
That blocked ear, open now.
Amen.
That person whose daughter is getting mad, I rebuke that madness in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I rebuke that madness in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I rebuke that madness in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By His stripes, I declare you healed.
Amen.
I declare you healed.
Amen.
I declare you healed.
Amen.
Be healing your body.
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 Amen.
That partial blindness, I command your eyes to open now.
Amen.
Eyes open now.
Amen.
Eyes open now.
Amen.
Eyes open now.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
That chest pain is gone.
Amen.
That pile is gone.
Amen.
Thank you, mighty God. 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 It is done. Jab your hands and give him praise. Don't go. Hey. Don't go. I don't do like that. Don't go. I'll go by assumption. You will see healing now. Come back here. Check your body. Check that pain. If you can't hear, check yourself. If you come with somebody who is sick, check and examine the person now. Check the body now. The healing has just begun. Check your bodies now. Check your system now. What you could not do before, do, try yourself now. Check it now. Check it now. Check it now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hold on. Have you checked yourself? Have you checked yourself? Let me tell you 3 or 4. Check yourself. If the pain is gone, let me know. If you see change, if God has touched you, let me know. You say? Climb the altar. This way. What happened? Come. Who else? What happened?
I feel something.
I've been a headache since morning, even from the morning service, even till before now. But now the headache is
gone. Check it, it's gone.
It's gone.
You can't see it again.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Who else? What happened?
I've been feeling weak within this side.
Check it now.
Now it's no more.
It's no more. It's gone forever.
Hallelujah.
Who else?
Come on, Jesus.
When I check, I feel something go out of my body.
You said?
I feel that something go out of my body.
You feel something left your body.
I'm relieved.
You see something left your body. The pain is no more.
Yes.
It's gone forever.
Amen.
Who else? Yes, sir.
To feel your heart beating very fast.
Your heart beating so fast.
Sometimes. But as we were praying, it began to beat faster again. But now when I check it, has calmed down.
It's calmed down.
Yes,
it's calmed. You are here forever. Who else?
My legs, I can't bear my knees like this. Yes.
You are the woman I was talking to yesterday.
Yes.
Come up. You are finally so hard to stand up yesterday.
Yes.
But now, what happened?
Oh, yes, my knee can bend now.
Your knee can bend now.
Yes.
Praise God.
It can bend now.
Yes.
You remember when I was talking to her yesterday?
Yes.
Huh? Can you bend now?
Yes.
You can bend it now?
Yes.
Can somebody say that to Jesus?
God.
Who else? Yes?
Yeah, I've been feeling the headache started before this program started. But now.
It's gone. You can't see it again. Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah.
I said somebody about neck pain.
Yes, sir. I claimed it.
The pain is gone.
Yes, sir.
The neck pain is gone. Huh? The neck pain is no more. It's gone forever. Who else? Who else? Who else? There's someone that has a hearing problem. Where is she or where is he? Check that ear. Father, I give you praise. Check yourself. Even after now, the healing will continue.
Praise God, amen, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise
what is it? Huh? Hearing problem. 2 ears or 1 ear?
Praise God.
The two.
The 2 ears.
Yes.
Praise God, hallelujah.
She can't hear.
Praise God, amen.
Father, open this ear. Open this ear. Open this ear. Open this ear. Now. Let this ear be open. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Open. 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 I decree your body is healed. Sickness is gone. In the name of the Father. Of the Son.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It is done.
Praise God, amen.
Madam, check her. Go and examine her.
Hallelujah.
What?
Praise God, amen. Praise God.
You don't transfer.
Praise God, hallelujah.
Hold on. If there is anybody here, you have done your transfer. You have not been anointed. Come now, meet me. Or you have your offering, the sacrifice. You have not been anointed. Meet me.
He is Lord. Amen.
Have you got your own? When?
From the dead. He is
okay.
Lord.
Have you got a transfer?
Every knee shall bow. Every tongue
shall rise.
That Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He's Lord.
He's Lord. Amen. Amen.
He has reminded me something. The family asked to fast and pray. Mm-hmm. Let me pray for you people now. I remember them. Family from Akwa Ibom, right? Huh? Papa, when I do them. Good, 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 good. Wonderful family. Mama, you're looking like under 18. Jesus, thank you. Hey. You did do work well. Make a shake you 3 times. I go shake and one. I don't shake you one. Carry your one. Knee down. I present this family to God. Is your son? Huh? You were not here yesterday.
He was here.
Did you come out that time? Huh?
I did. I came out.
I present 4 of you to God. In the name of the Father.
Amen.
Of the Son.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the hand of God frustrate the plans of the wicked in your family.
Amen.
That ancestral stool they are calling the family to come and take, I break that stool.
Amen.
I break that stool.
Amen.
Sir, your sons and your children shall be a crown on your head.
Amen.
What stopped you will not stop them.
Amen.
What knocked you off will not knock them off.
Amen.
The battle you fight and fail, they will fight and they win.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let that which the Lord has designed for the family, let it come to pass.
Amen.
In the name of the Father,
amen.
Of the Son,
amen.
And the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Congratulations.
Amen.
You will see God in a different dimension now. Are you hearing me? No more story as usual.
Ma,
you see God in a different dimension now. You are the elders. We'll come for your wedding, though.
Amen.
Will you invite me?
Yes, sir.
We'll come for your wedding. God bless you. God bless you. What do you do for a living? Computer engineering. Are you working?
Yes, sir.
Huh? May God grant you speed.
Amen.
May God give you good speed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Read my lips. I will hear testimonies.
Amen.
Remember me, your kingdom. Shall we rise?
I will.
Wave your hands and give him praise.
Lord, be silent.
Thank you, sir. 95, 35 times 3, how much is it? 45 times 3, how much is it? 195. Chalk, okay, my teacher. My mathematics teacher. 135. Can I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? Can I see 3 persons that will pay my hotel bill? 3 persons that will write off the hotel bill. Give me oil. 3 persons that will write off the hotel bill, that will pay the hotel bill.
I'm not gonna let you sleep away. You don't
Thank
have
you.
To be afraid. Mercy said no.
Hold on. Don't give me the song. Mercy say yes. Can I have 3 persons? Okay, let me split it. Let me have 9 persons that will pay the hotel bills. Let me split it. 10,000. No, it's not. It's not up to 15,000. That will give me 15,000 naira. Now, when do you have Bible study? Tuesday. Tuesday, you bring it in or you send it to account. Come. I will not anoint you. I will pour oil on your head.
Glory.
Angola. Collect the mic from him. Come, if you are coming, hurry up. If you are coming, hurry up. You do all this where you go snap picture. You not snap picture. Now, why they close? You come there, flash. It's like you are that Jamaican guy that dealt with me in America. Be like your sister, that your people. Were you here in the morning? You are the one I touched here in the morning? No. You said? I told you to see me. You have not seen me. You have seen me now. You have seen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Come up. Remaining some. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Remaining two. Come. Remaining two. Thank you, sir. Give me that oil on the bottle. I want to put oil on your head. Look at me. By the grace of God, I don't pour oil on people anyhow. But when I put oil on your head, it stands as a mark. Instead, I put you with my hand and not you. But when I pour oil on your head, it stands as a mark. And it becomes a memorial in your life. Praise God. One prayer I want you to pray. Lord, make me financial freedom. Give me financial liberty. Lord, I want to enjoy financial freedom. A in what to do in your business, in your job. Are you with it? Are you joining? You got something, something, oh. Are you joining? Okay. Oh. Don't allow it to sit Tuesday. Send it on before Tuesday. Let us Tuesday. Let it hit the account. From now to Tuesday. You go see money. Are you joining? You go submit something. Are you joining, my friend? You go submit something. Hey. Are you joining, my friend? You submit something. Are you joining, madam? If you want to join them, join them now. Hey. Father, thank you. Father, let me see your head. If I don't, you don't go. Wait for me. Have I put on you? Huh? Father, thank you. And this oil has dropped on your head. In the name of Jesus, I command you to go and whatever opportunities and favor you've been looking for since 2015. You have missed opportunities since 2015. I declare over your life, as I hear your amen, that opportunity returns back to you. Anything holding you all this while, I command that power, break it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Opportunity to miss returns back to you. Amen. You will no longer lose a missed opportunity in life. Amen. Go and possess what belongs to you. Amen. Go and recover what you lost. Amen. In the name of the Father, amen, of the Son, amen, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Congratulations.
Thank you for tuning in on this episode. We hope you've been blessed and empowered to transcend new heights of faith and growth. Stay connected with us for more empowering and faith-filled messages. And remember, you are part of a community committed to transformation. Until next time, go forth empowered by God's grace.